Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And as is usual, as is customary, it's time for our weekly visit with Chris Powell, JournalEnquirer.com. Hi, Chris. Where is he? Do you find him? Why am I not getting him here? There it is. I got you now, Chris. There. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Somebody had unpushed a button here, which drove me nuts. Okay. I just, and nobody's been in here since I got off, since Joe and I got off yesterday morning. Could be phantoms. You never know. Could be terrorists. I have no idea. Apparently this is becoming a thing. There was a story out of Texas where this young lady, teenager, was in Walmart, licked the top of a container of ice cream and put it back in the freezer. This apparently is becoming a thing.
Well, there's a lot of social disintegration in the United States these days. If that was the worst of it.
Well, that's true. That's true. You know what? Yeah. I'm not worried. Those kids, they're licking the tops of meanwhile. You know, they're robbing. Well, okay, there's that. But, you know. Anyway. Okay, where do you want to start? One of the things you wrote about, and this has been, I've talked to a number of people about this, and this was always a fear that, you know, that UConn would go back into the Big East and take most of the sports with them. I don't think hockey's going, and I'm not sure who else is going or may not be going. But the fact is, football's kind of left hanging because the Big East doesn't play football. So now what do you do with this program? You've got a nice stadium. You've had some success, been grim past couple of years. But now what do you do, Chris?
Well, that's the university's problem, right? We got that $90 million stadium in Rensselaer, and, you know, some people in Connecticut are saying, well, you know, there's not much interest in New England in football, and maybe they just ought to let the team go. I'm not a big football fan. My favorite quote from Mary McGrory 30 years ago was, baseball is what we were, and football is what we've become. But, you know, we have invested a lot in that, and we still got the stadium, and I don't think we can just let the football team wither away, and I don't think there's reason to do that. You know, we're hot on the basketball teams now, but, you know, the basketball teams were pretty mediocre before the mid-'80s when Gino Auriemma and Jim Calhoun came by, and we supported those teams for decades before they got good, and the football team was actually competitive. First few years, when it was competitive, when it could win a game, it filled Rensselaer pretty often.
Right.
And, to say that New England doesn't care about football, I think that belies the followers the Patriots have. And, you know, New York Giants have a lot of fans in Connecticut. I think they've just got to become competitive again. And whether Randy Edsall can do that,
I have faith in him, but
a question. I mean, this is going to be his make or break year. His 2 years back have been terrible. But I think we can't just throw the money away here.
You just wasted $90 million. What are you going to do? And you're not having that many concerts out of Rensselaer, so now what are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they can play the high school team.
Well, that wouldn't be half bad. Or they could, you know, you could have like monster trucks. You could do that kind of thing. You know.
Yeah, well, they have monster trucks at the Civic Center. If you've not been going,
you can get our WWE. We put them in there. That'd be okay. And by the way, right now our new Hartford Athletic is playing out there, but they're going to be starting in their new stadium, which is much smaller. And that, of course, will be coming up, I believe, this weekend. So there you go.
Well, all UConn football's got to do is be competitive, and I think they can start.
Yeah. At one time, Chris, they were doing I was out there, you know, a couple times last year. And it's like, you know, if you have 2,000 people there, you're lucky. And, you know, but initially, as those fat fat years you were talking about. 32,000, 33,000, do that without even breathing hard.
Yeah,
so,
there was some enthusiasm, but you got to be competitive.
But, you know, just back to a point that, that you kind of made with Jim Calhoun and Geno. And, you know, actually, let's not forget Jim Penders and Ray Reed and all that. I mean, a lot of sports, UConn is competitive. But and I think to a degree, I think the basketball program kind of put UConn on the map, to be honest.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, everybody knows they're a great basketball school. And granted, it's been some lean years, at least for the men. But nevertheless, but it does. It makes people know UConn. So the stuff is there. And I think football was helping that way, too. But then, you know, like I say, we hit the skids, and so that's got to be fixed. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. You want to talk about the third presidential place?
Oh, sure.
For a house?
UConn is buying a third presidential mansion. They've got one on the Storrs campus, Oak Hill. They've bought one in Hartford that they could schmooze the legislators and the donors with. And now there's a problem with Oak Hill again. Looks like they spent $1 million 10 years ago to fix it up, and now it needs another $1 million in renovations, and the new president is going to live at a mansion near campus on Gurleyville Road that's going to cost $700,000. And, you know, you wonder how many universities need, you know, three presidential mansions. But my real problem with this, Ray, was the explanation that UConn gave that you know, the Board of Trustees plainly anticipated there would be some controversy here, so they put out a statement that they said they cleared with the governor, saying, don't worry, we're not going to use tuition money for this. We're going to use rental income money from our housing for staff and the telecommunication towers we rent, so we're not going to use tuition money. But, you know, money is fungible.
Yes.
They're using the rental income money for something else now, and they're going to divert it from that
to
buy the mansion. If they weren't going to divert that money to the mansion, they could divert it to reduce tuition costs. So the explanation was just such a sham and insulting. I just was very disappointed
that
in their contempt for the public.
Hey, Chris, I want to thank you for being on. It's always great. Greet Chris Stuff at journalinquirer.com, journalinquirer.com. Thank you very much for being on, Chris.
Thanks for listening to it, Ray.
All right. I love it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.